At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Sharp Money presented by DraftKings. Don't let Julian get hot. See, here's the danger by way of Boston, Massachusetts. DraftKings hosts the Sweat. We love the Sweat Saturdays and Sundays, 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the DraftKings Network and right here on VSiN, the sports betting network, as we welcome you back. First off, I want to give Julian credit. He's been an amazing team player with the family vids. I feel like he's part of the team. We officially welcome in Julian Edlow, flanked by the big guy Dustin Sweetelson at the D. But I mentioned he's off to a hot start. Now, I'm not going to jinx you. However, a couple of things. One, of course, from New England. Now, he's hanging out at Circa. Circa has swallowed and spit out many of humans. So be careful while you're there, Julian. And then secondly, first five on the Orioles, beating up on Sandoval right now. 5-1, bottom two, still at the plate. We welcome you. Hi, Julian.
How we doing, guys? Happy to be here in person and hopefully start MLB season with a win. I know you guys are already on the board. I got to get this first five home. You don't have to worry about me getting hot betting baseball. I know we're going to talk some March Madness. We can make some money there. Betting baseball is a pure hobby that I will get invested in for fun. Because as the summer grinds on, it's just a nightmare if you try to grind through this every day. Some people can do it. I cannot.
Well, first five right now is looking primo with the Orioles up 5-1. As we get to, let's do this. Let's get to know Julian a little bit. We don't have the Sweet 16 tips. You know, this is going to be perfect for you, Julian, because you're used to Eastern Standard Time. The late game tonight with Illinois, Iowa State. Like they say 10:09, that's not going to tip to like 30 minutes later. So like 10:39, you're going to get used to this Pacific time while you're hanging out at Circa and you're going to like it.
So, and the funny thing is that game is in my neck of the woods. That's TD Garden, Boston. It's the last tip of the night, like 10:40, a game going off in Boston. Kind of the scheduling of this tournament has been crazy. Like last weekend, the game in Utah tips first. We got these East Coast late tips. It's weird. But one thing I will say, like, I think I would need to live here, and I think it would take a couple of months for this Pacific time sports calendar that everybody is always rambling about, the schedule. I like the East Coast schedule. It's been my whole life. It's been my whole life. I'm used to kind of being like, all right, it's 10:30. What's the 10:30 NBA game or the Pac-12 game? RIP Pac-12. But it's been fun staying up for that late night game all the way up until recently when I now do the Sweat on DK Network that starts at 8 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays and I got to roll out of bed. But in general, I'm all about that late night game on the East Coast. It's got a good feel to it on a Saturday night, having some beers, and it's like, all right, it's time for the 10:30 game.
So a bit of a night owl. Let's continue getting to know our partner, Julian Edlow. You can find Julian on Twitter at Julian Edlow. And like I said, we do appreciate the family vids. You've been awesome with those as well. You can read Julian's write-ups at dknetwork.com. Boston born and raised. Let's start there.
Boston born and raised. The only the only time in my life that I've not lived in Boston or on the outskirts of Boston was the 4 years that I lived in Rhode Island for college.
That's Boston, so too.
That counts?
That's still Boston.
For you guys, it counts. It's like an hour and a half away. That's my only time living outside of Massachusetts.
And we were just talking baseball, kind of a transition for you outside of the Celtics right now, and obviously the Bees, the Bruins, but a transition with teams that obviously matter to you, with the Red Sox, not a ton of expectations, and the Patriots going through a transition as well. Some weird vibes right now.
Yeah, it's an interesting time in Boston sports. You know, we were fortunate for so long to have that run of like 20 years. And it's crazy when you look at it like in terms of your life. Like Tom Brady and the Patriots won that first Super Bowl when I was in eighth grade. When Tom Brady left the Patriots for Tampa Bay, I was in my early 30s married with a kid. It's like that run, that chunk of life, like that doesn't happen. And you sprinkle in 4 World Series, a Stanley Cup, and an NBA title in there. You know, times were good. I was prepared for this. I knew it had to stop, particularly with the Patriots. Like, this was going to come to a screeching halt. And here we are. Win totals are up on DK Sportsbook. The two lowest in the NFL. Carolina Panthers, New England Patriots at 4.5. Talk about reality setting in. And then people just aren't excited for the Red Sox around Boston, honestly. I'm on the under 80.5 wins for them. I bet more at 79.5. They're just not a good team. And you can see, like, all the pitchers, the names are rumored. Montgomery's rumored. And they just don't do anything about it because they know they're not going to be good. And then Giolito goes down. Why get involved signing a pitcher? You already knew you weren't going to be good, so they don't. So, like, the Red Sox are going to get by because, like, let's say you two guys, West Coast guys, you're in Boston for the weekend in July. You're going to be like, oh, let's see if the Red Sox are in town. I would love to check out Fenway, get some tickets. If you're a Pittsburgh Pirates fan and you go to and you're playing in Boston, not something that happens all the time. Ooh, let's do a weekend trip, go to Fenway. They keep selling tickets, so like they've kind of got that going for them. Fenway Park is like going to Disney World or whatever. It's a destination, and ownership has just kind of, in my opinion, kind of mailed it in, and they're like, well, everything's still going to be fine. We're going to sell the tickets, and we don't have to put the product on the field. And they're right. But like, if it's just, as a sports fan, it's kind of annoying to see such little effort going into the actual product. So, yeah, Red Sox are going to stink this season. Why not start by firing against them on opening day, as I did with Seattle Moneyline?
You said a couple of things. Julian Edlow hanging out here. Sharp Money presented by DraftKings. Of course, the sweat. Saturdays and Sundays. One, we should start with DraftKings. Let's give them props. Fezzik was a professional handicapper. Fezzik was coming over to the studio on Monday, and he texted. He said, DraftKings already has their season win totals up. Brennan White and the crew at DraftKings early on the season win total. I know people's feelings get hurt when they hear DraftKings was first, but we should just reiterate. Secondly, I wasn't trying to hurt Julian's feelings, big guy, but he did what all New England sports fans did. He just started listing that resume. I was this age. I got this many championships.
It's crazy to like think about when you lay it out, though.
The timeline.
Well, and then the character building that went into, like, especially as a Red Sox fan, like 2004, you'd been through it at that point in your life where you're like, it's never going to happen. Like, you're accepting that your generation, the generation before, like, it's a family lineage being handed down of the Red Sox are never going to win. You've now seen them win multiple World Series. I don't understand. You got to explain that to me. I know ownership's got their hands in F1 and NASCAR and soccer and
Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah, they're just owning all these other organizations. But, like, Fenway Park. Like, how are you not putting out a winner out there to compete with the Yankees, compete with the Orioles, who are going to be good for a long time, the Blue Jays, the Rays? They could pull 9 guys out of this bar right now and make the playoffs next year. Like, how are you not, like, in a city like Boston, where you guys are so loud and boisterous about your sports teams, how are they just accepting mediocrity from the Red Sox?
That's the frustration. And, you know, people aren't. And the interest has certainly dipped. You know, it used to, like, mean more to go to a game and actually have rooting interest. Whereas now, like, you know, sure, I'll go to a Red Sox game this summer, I'm sure, but it's more of a getting out, good weather, having some drinks. Like, it's more of an event than a I want to go cheer
social
for the
event.
Red Sox type of thing. In fact, I'll be rooting for my money, which is a loss, to get me that under. So I'm just going for the experience and the day out. I will find another hat to wear rather than my Red Sox hat to that game. So, like, it's a tough pill to swallow when you have such a historic franchise and you're in the city of Boston that is so ultra competitive and so sports hungry, and you're not going full throttle and going after it. And full throttle, those are the words they used in terms of what they were going to do this offseason, and then proceeded to sign nobody that I can name off the top of my head.
I'll sum it up in one word: spoiled.
We
already did it. Now, let me ask you this. Before we go to break, we'll come back and start talking about March Madness, Julian.
Mm-hmm.
Expectations at 3. Now, expectations different than what you would hope the Patriots would do. And we could take a look at the market. But expectations, let's start with what Julian Edlow would do at 3, running the Patriots there.
So, two separate answers, because I think there have to be two separate plans. I have no idea what they think of these quarterbacks and how they have them ranked. But if you identify one as the guy and he is there at 3, then I think you have to take him. Now, history shows us that even if you think someone is the guy, no matter what NFL team you are, you have like a 1 in 5, 1 in 4 chance of actually being right. And that applies here. But if you think it's the guy, you take that, that risk, because that's what your numbers tell you, that's what your eyes tell you. If they don't identify a guy there, or they've identified two guys and those guys go 1-2, then you got to do what Patriots fans have moaned about for years, and that's move back. Move with the Vikings and get a couple first-round picks and some future first-round picks. Trade with another team. Like, move back, because this team, as the 4.5 win total on DraftKings Sportsbook tells you, has a lot of needs. And even if they get the quarterback they want, they can't protect him. There's nobody for him to throw to. So you got a lot of building blocks that you need to get in there. Move the pick. Start finding some of those building blocks. And guess what? You're probably going to be picking pretty high again next year, and maybe there's a quarterback you like. Or you can do the Falcons and bring over a Kirk Cousins or whatever. But, like, unless there's the franchise quarterback there in this draft, you got to move the pick.
That was a good synopsis. If only the Patriots could run into some good luck. I hope it happens for you.
I'm prepared for this. We're supposed to stink now. I know, and we do.
And you're going to take hits, because it's been an amazing run. We're going to come back. We're sweating the first 5 with the Orioles. Julian Edlow in studio. Sharp Money presented by DraftKings.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal, or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Okay, with so many bottles to choose from, it's easy to find your favorite all at the lowest prices for over 30 years. Find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More. Please drink responsibly. You must be 21 years or older. We welcome you back. It is Sharp Money presented by DraftKings right here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. And speaking of which, DraftKings Network and VSIN, you can watch The Sweat Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time, hosted by our guest here, Julian Edlow. We love Julian. He's done a great job. Part of the family at Julian Edlow on Twitter. As we get you back, Dustin Sweetelson also hanging out at the D. I'm Patrick Maher as we welcome you back. Julian is sweating a first five. Let me take a look with the Orioles. We're bottom three, up 5-1. I think you're going to be okay. Hey, listen, you downplayed your handicap in a baseball. This might be a hot start to a long season here, big guy.
I've lost more interesting bets than being up 5-1 in the bottom of the third. But I'm with you. I'll take my position. I think we're in good shape here to cash a first five.
Okay, we're going to get into the Sweet 16. Why don't we do this in a bunch of games underway, Dustin? Tigers, White Sox, Twins, Orioles. Twins got out in front, top of 1-0. Of course, you've got the Yankees, Astros, the Nats, Reds. Expectations there for the Reds. Cardinals, I know you like that team. The Dodgers. I would imagine you guys understand the smoke here in L.A. around the Shohei nonsense has been ridiculous. And that is really... The Dodgers, so many expectations. In fact, Mookie had to give a quote about it yesterday, said it's not going to affect the clubhouse. I don't see how it can't, because right now there's an obsession with the Shohei news here, Dustin.
Yeah, what's weird about it, too, it's going to hang over all season. I don't think we're going to get a lot of details for a long time. But also, you have to think about the motivation for why Shohei's there, for why they also signed Yamamoto, why they deferred all that money for Shohei so they can go out and add Tyler Glasnow and lock him up, so they can add Teoscar Hernandez and lock him up. This is a team that's hearing the outside noise. They're hearing the chirping. They hear everyone questioning that 2020 title, and they wanted to put that debate to rest. That's why they were so motivated to make all the moves they did this past offseason.
That was a legit title. I know people are going to downplay it. I think the conditions, I think what they did, being quarantined there in Texas, winning it at Arlington. I don't know about you, Julian. If we're gonna pretend like the Lakers COVID title was legit, we have to say the Dodgers COVID title was legit. No,
it's hard not to, just because, like, how else do we judge it? How else do we grade it? It's very unique circumstances for both of them, you know, playing down in Orlando in the bubble, playing whatever it was, 50, 60 game season, that MLB season. Like the year before, the Nationals won the World Series and they started the year, I think, 19-31. So, like, if that was the COVID year, the World Series champs wouldn't have even been in the playoffs. So, like, had it been a real season, things probably could have gone differently, but it wasn't. You got to play the games that are in front of you. So it's hard. It's not that it's not legit. We just have to acknowledge that it's different.
It is different. You know what? I think you're the real champ, because I was just doing some math. During COVID, I think you had a newborn living in an apartment with your wife. That's the real champ right there. Am I wrong?
That math checks out.
As a single 46-year-old man, I just got sweats. Like, I don't even understand.
That math checks out. It was March 2020 was, we had a four-month-old when COVID hit. A lot of hanging out at home.
Forget the Dodgers. You get the World Series trophy. You get every trophy that is imaginable. Okay.
Thank you.
That's what I say. You can read, of course, Julian over at DK Network as well. And he mentioned they do have the season win totals up early for football. Let's do this. Let's talk about the board today. Yep. We'll start with the first tip, Clemson and Arizona. Now, this is, you can find a 6.5 in the market. Yesterday, DraftKings was sitting 7.5 with Arizona. So it looks like maybe some money trickling in here on Clemson. We'll start with the matchup. I mean, first off, Clemson with the New Mexico win, dogs. Baylor, that offense, and NBA pros on that team, they were dogs. Two outright wins, and here they go against a team that's more talented, more efficient. But I like Clemson here, Julian.
Yeah, this is a tough game. It is the third most bet. Clemson is the third most bet team in terms of tickets and handle out of the eight total Sweet 16 games at DK Sportsbook. And Clemson is the most bet underdog at DK Sportsbook in these eight games. So people are buying in on Clemson. Man, like they've been... There's always a team that does this. There's always a team that starts the season really well, comes undone a little bit, we forget about them, and then they start playing like that top 25 team that they were the first month or two or whatever of the season. And that's Clemson this year. The thing is, Arizona was like a top five team all year, which the two teams that Clemson beat to get here weren't. Clemson's going to try and play defense, slow this down. This game's going to be all about pace in my mind. Seven is too many for me to lay. I kind of want to go against the popular dog here. So kind of a boring opinion here. Not much of a hot take on the game. I think Arizona wins. I think Arizona is the piece that I would use if you're building a two-leg money line parlay for some of these games. I'm comfortable with Arizona, and they're going to have a huge fan base out there as well for this game. But laying the seven with them is a bit much for me. So boring take on the first game. I think the favorite wins. Not going to bet them to cover.
Not boring at all. You're going to wrap it up with Marquette in a two-teamer. We'll get to that money.
That's how I played it, yeah.
Yeah, that's how you played it. We'll get to that, but he's 100% right as far as the pacing, big guy. This is a roller skate game for Arizona. They just want to go, go, go. Now, Clemson is deep. They go 10 deep. But Arizona just wants to absolutely push them and be downhill here.
Well, and also think about the type of recruits that go to each of these schools. One, I mean, we're talking four or five stars. The elite of the elite go to Arizona. And what do? In AAU, they run. Clemson has to be a little bit more creative with who they go after, who they bring in. And they may have more guys who are good across the board, but not that high-level, thoroughbred Kentucky Derby-type horses here. And that could be an issue for Clemson down the stretch. I just think that they're hot at the right time. That's why I took the points here.
For in-game bettors, I will say this. P.J. Hall, who got into foul trouble against New Mexico and Baylor, if he gets into foul trouble here against Arizona, it could be a long night for Clemson. I think, Julian, you said it perfectly. It wasn't boring. If you're going to wrap it up with a money line parlay, I'm cool with that. But right now, especially if I can still find the 7.5, I'll take the 7.5. I'll take the 7 with the Tigers. Now, it doesn't have to be an official play, but it does look like you are going to lay it with UConn. We've got a national championship rematch, 6-6, 6-33. Right now, DraftKings is laying 12 with UConn taking on San Diego State. Julian, I think this one's simple. As far as going toe-to-toe, firepower-wise, with the Huskies, the Aztecs can't.
I think UConn is going to throttle San Diego State in this game. I have UConn to reach the Elite Eight. I have UConn to make the Final Four. I have UConn to win it all tickets. And I still could not resist laying early in the week UConn 5.5 first half and UConn 10.5 for the game. And those numbers have grown. Hurley is preaching just blowing teams out and winning with margin. They did it winning by 20 points per game in last year's tournament. They're doing it to start off this year's tournament. National title game, they beat San Diego State by 17. I think this is a better version of UConn and a worse version of San Diego State. I think this one's going to be worse than 17. Ladie has been fantastic for the Aztecs in the tournament. He's been fantastic against Yale and UAB. Now you're going to go up against Klingon. You're going to go up against the size of UConn. I think we might see him take a little bit of a step back in this game. And when he takes a step back, nobody else has been doing anything for them. I just don't see how San Diego State keeps up. And UConn has interest in, like, running up the score, because that's what they've been, what they're being coached to do, essentially. So, and again, this game's in Boston. Huge UConn contingency will be in the house for this game. I think this is going to be an absolute mopping of San Diego State. I would still play it at 12.
Now, you got the best of it at 10.5. DraftKings open 10.5. Julian got all over that. They're bet up to 12 here. And, yeah, I'm not great with the map, but I'm looking right now. San Diego State, not close to Boston. That's going to be all UConn, big guy.
Yep, we're correct there.
Yeah, I mean, that number's up to 12 is crazy.
I don't think San Diego State travels. Listen, it's an underrated fan base, but I'm not sure they're going to travel here.
No. And that number up to 12 is crazy. What's crazier is I would still lay it.
Yep, that's just still do it.
136.5 on the total. Can you stick around, Julian?
Yeah, we can do one more. We're good.
Okay, great. Let's do one more. Julian Edlow, of course, DK Network, and VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, the Sweats. You've seen him in the family vids, does a great job. You can find him on Twitter at Julian Edlow. Look, you're not on the clock. If you want to go to Bar Canada behind you and grab a beer, you're more than welcome to. You're on vacation. Two kids. My gosh, I'd have 10 beers in me.
Kinda on the clock.
We'll come back. You are? Okay, never mind. Len, I didn't say that. We're coming back with Julian next.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
With so many bottles to choose from, it's easy to find your favorite all at the lowest prices for over 30 years. Find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine and More. Please drink responsibly. Must be 21 years or older. We got you back here, Sharp Money, presented by DraftKings. Dustin Sweetelson hanging out at the D with Julian Edlow, of course. The Sweat, Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. DraftKings Network, they do a great job. VSiN as well. You can read Julian at dknetwork.com. Hanging out for one more segment. So let's talk about your bets. Like you said, you got a two-teamer, Arizona money line, and you're going to combine that with Marquette. We'll take a look quickly. NC State almost got beat by Oakland, went to overtime. We know the story. NC State, Marquette. Marquette's laying 6.5, but you're going to wrap that up, of course, with UConn and NC State here with the money line.
So, yeah, I used Marquette to go with Arizona. I do like Marquette.
Oh, pardon.
Yeah, like Marquette ultimately to win that game. I did the same thing as Arizona. Again, it's a number I think is, right around where it should be. NC State certainly capable of covering the way that they're playing. But I think it's a tougher matchup against Marquette, who can kind of play that bully ball coming out of the Big East and has been a little bit more tested. So that is the way that I'm wrapping up the Arizona money line parlay.
Yeah, Arizona Marquette -125, UConn UNC -125 as well for the two teamer. And Julian, let's talk about that Bama UNC matchup. Bama, Julian, so hard to handicap because of the variance, the 3-point, just the way they play. It's a frustrating team. It's also a fun team to watch with Nate Oates, but again, that variance can kill you as a better.
Yeah, so I mentioned in the last segment Clemson being the most public dog on DK Sportsbook. Well, the most public bet of all the games on DK Sportsbook is laying the points with UNC, and in this case, I don't care. I think I agree with the public. I think the public, as they did last weekend with all the favorites, is going to cash a ticket here on UNC. I really like the Tar Heels against Alabama. Like you kind of alluded to there, Alabama a little tough to trust. They have the offense. They're what? The number two offensive efficiency, I think, in the nation. They're going to get up and down. They're going to shoot. But UNC is more balanced than I think we give them credit for. They ranked sixth in defensive efficiency coming into the tournament, and they're a top 25 offense. So I think that they have the defense to kind of combat Alabama a bit. And then Alabama with that defense that's out of the top 100, like, I just don't think they're going to be able to contain UNC. Maybe you get, Sears is awesome, but like, let's say him and RJ Davis offset each other. Well, then I think the Tar Heels have a lot of other advantages in terms of the rest of the matchup, specifically with Baycott being the other one in the middle. I haven't been impressed by Alabama in this tournament. Charleston was kind of like a perfect matchup because they can just straight up outscore them. They don't play any defense either. They gave up 96 in the win that they still covered double digits. And then the Grand Canyon game, that was right there for Grand Canyon to win. And, as some of these smaller schools do, they just completely came undone and stopped scoring down the stretch. But Grand Canyon shot, 50% from the free throw line. They missed all their threes. They could not stop making mistakes, and they were still right there to win that game. Alabama wins with 71 points. I think UNC is the team that they run into that now is just way too balanced, playing way too well. Tar Heels probably my favorite bet in this round right now.
Bryce Drew got some splaining to do. Grand Canyon was a Sweet 16 team.
Should have been.
That team came unglued in the second half. I think they said it on CBS, and we just had Clark Kellogg on, and they were 100%. I know people crushed Charles and the rest of the crew, but they're watching basketball, and they came back and were like, dude, they weren't running sets. Like, there was nothing. Grand Canyon had every opportunity to beat Alabama. I totally agree with you there. By the way, you got about a half inning to go here with your first five. Orioles right now up 5-1, bottom four. Got a runner on first, so Julian, first right. Five there. Go back to Circa and cash that ticket and get Major League Baseball started in the right way. Let's go 6:31, Illinois, Iowa State. And Julian, we start here with the contrast. Obviously, all gas and Illinois with the offense. Iowa yep. State defense, they're laying a point and a half. I believe you're on the fight in the Illini here.
I'm on nothing here yet. I think this is probably the most interesting matchup because we have an elite offense in Illinois going up against an elite offense in Iowa State. And what I think, if I bet this game, is the difference in the game is that Illinois does not play any defense and Iowa State should be talented enough to score. So I would go Iowa State on the money line here. But I haven't bet anything yet. I'm interested. Everybody seems to be betting Illinois. This opened 2.5. It's come down. Everyone's on them. But Illinois, kind of like Alabama, like, have they done anything really to impress me in this tournament? They did impress me by the way that they won the Big Ten and coming back in all those games in the Big Ten tournament. But you look at them here. What did they? They got by Morehead State in a game that was a little bit dicey early. And then why am I blanking on who they just beat? Oh, Duquesne. Duquesne,
Dream. You know,
Duquesne likes to muck it up. They're a good defensive team. They just can't score. And Illinois did look good offensively. They came out and foot on the gas there. But Iowa State's going to be, you know, that's a next level defense compared to a Duquesne. So I'm having trouble seeing why all this Illinois money keeps piling in. The more I look at it, the closer I'm getting to just betting the Cyclones on the money line.
Yeah, my apologies. He did have in his notes, Cyclones lay the $1.20 there on the money line. Get away from the point and a half, 147.5 on the total. Again, that's going to be late night, 10:20 tip on the East Coast. And
can I add one thing really quick on that game? Because I think it's a game worth parlaying, and I don't do this much. And this is, I won't even pitch to you who you like, whoever you like. If you like Illinois, parlay it with the over. If you like Iowa State, parlay it with the under. Like, whoever wins that game, I feel like it has to be their way, their style.
Little correlation with the offense to exactly. The over with Illinois. Totally agree. Iowa State correlative to the under there. 147.5. Kellogg did say Dustin liked Illinois. That was one of the few that I've heard betting Illinois here. I don't know what maybe you guys could tell me what the splits are saying right now at DraftKings, but the people I've spoken to do like Iowa State in the defense.
Yeah, so everyone's betting Illinois. Yeah. 49% of the bets, 61% of the money on the Fighting Illini. I'm not betting that one because I have the Iowa State ticket. I don't want to bet again. I don't like Illinois that much. I think Iowa State can dictate the pace of the game.
Yeah.
I was actually surprised Kellogg went with the offensive team, not the defensive thing. I just would have assumed like the old school guy would have went all defense this time of year. So that leads me to believe I'm going to stay away.
I don't know who the Illinois bettors are. Like, I don't hear everybody coming out and giving out Illinois, but you look at the DraftKings splits on VSiN, it's Illinois. People are betting them.
I don't know if you're superstitious, but you're going to top of five up 7-1 as the Orioles plated two more in the bottom of the fourth.
I'll take
it. You're looking okay.
Relatively strong position there.
Are you superstitious? I always ask gamblers this or bettors this. Are you a person who's got to be sitting in the same spot, wearing the same clothes? Do you get superstitious?
No. I'll joke about it. Like, you know, if a friend that, you know, everybody's got their friends that just absolutely stink at betting and they'll text you like, oh, I like, you know, X tonight. It's like, okay, perfect. I'm betting Y. Like, I'll joke about it with certain people. But no superstitions. Like, I can go up to my hotel room and put on whatever shirt I want, UConn is still going to beat San Diego State by the same amount of points that they're going to beat them by if I had the other shirt on.
You wear what you want, Julian. I agree. Hey, before we say goodbye, during Christmas, we had the betting groups going, and that was a hell of a lot of fun over at DraftKings. One, people think I'm blowing smoke when I talk about the DraftKings app, but it is so responsive to me. The technology is better at DraftKings as far as in-game betting than anything. Can you just quick fill us in on the betting groups over at DK?
Yeah, so just an easy way to get, you know, some of the people that you want to follow and tail their bets. If you go into My Bets on the DK app, there's a tab called Betting Groups. The one that I'm in is the DraftKings Network one, all of us over at DK Network. But I think there's a Bleacher Report one, there's a Barstool one, there's some other groups in there. And you just kind of, you know, if I bet something on my DK Sportsbook app, that play just posts right into this DK Network group. And if you're in there, you just go ahead, you click on the ticket, and then it just opens up the bet for you, and you can bet it. So a really simple way to tail some of the people that you potentially want to tail. And as fantastic as the DK Sportsbook app is, we offer a lot of markets, so a lot of scrolling can be involved to find what you want to find. This just brings you right to it if there's somebody that you want to tail, keeps it nice and simple for you. Also, just a good place to go see what people are betting on, whether you want to click it and tail it or not.
It's kind of like hanging out with your boys. Like growing up when we were betting in Michigan and Detroit, you're just hanging out with a group of friends. That's what the groups are over at the DK Sports app. So check it out. Julian, pleasure to meet you. Good luck this weekend. And again, the sweat's awesome. Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 10 Eastern time. Thank you for the family plays. We love getting them. At Julian Edlow on Twitter. Thank you, Julian. Appreciate it.
Awesome being on with you guys. We'll do it again next time I'm out here.
We're back. Sharp Money.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Of course, never been a better time to have skin in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, because right now we have a VSiN exclusive offer for new DraftKings customers. Earn a $500 bonus bet for every $1,000 you wager. You can earn up to $2,500 worth of bonus bets if you're in your first 3 days, which is perfect for Sweet 16 action. Look, you go Thursday, Friday into Saturday. Let's go. Don't wait. Download the app right now. Use the code SHARP when you sign up at DraftKings and earn a $500 bonus bet for every $1,000 you wager right now. DraftKings Sportsbook, the crown is yours. Got you back here on Sharp Money. Presented by DraftKings, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I'm Patrick Maher, live from Los Angeles. The big guy, Dustin Sweetelson, live downtown Las Vegas at the D. We just had Julian Edlow in, our partner at DraftKings. The sweat, of course, VSiN. And we were talking some basketball. Got plenty of time to talk Sweet 16. Remember those tips not coming until 4 our time, 7 on the East. Coach Matt McCall, Field to 64. He's, of course, CBS, does a great job calling the game, SiriusXM, Chattanooga, UMass. He's coming up in 14 minutes. Just to update you here, how about my Tigers? Old English D up 1-0. Scooble dealing right now, top of three. White Sox, let's go, Dustin. The Angels, Orioles right now, 7-1. Orioles putting it on. The Halos, Twins, Royals tied up at ones. The Reds jumped out all over the Nats. And JoJo Gray, Josiah Gray, 3-0, end of 2. Astros pummeling the Yankees, 3-0 right now. Dodgers up on the Cardinals, 2-0. Giants, 1-0 over the Pods. And on we go. We were, as a family, on the Giants. So you love to see it. What you want to do in baseball is understand it is attrition. It's a grind. There's going to be lots of ebbs and flows. You're going to have to get creative during baseball season. But what you want to do is get off to a hot start. And that's certainly a good start for the boys. Now, we were talking to Julian about the basketball. Just a quick transition. I want to talk about Washington's Pro Day. I'm going to tell you something right now, and it's going to trigger some of you. But Michael Penix Jr. is going to be drafted in the first round. I've been saying it all along. I like the quarterback better than J.J. McCarthy. No, he's not going to be drafted before the Michigan quarterback and J.J. McCarthy. You're going to have four quarterbacks go in the top five. Of course, you're going to have Caleb Williams 1, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, or J.J. McCarthy at 2, and then 3, 4, 5, 6. There's going to be some trading involved. I think Minnesota's going to get involved. You've heard earlier today some reports coming out that Las Vegas Raiders have their eyes set on Jaden Daniels. Could they trade up? They don't have a plethora of assets to do so. It'll be interesting to see if the Raiders can maneuver, but they want a quarterback. They want a mobile quarterback. This draft is going to be ridiculous. We're less than a month away in Detroit. The NFL draft 2024 is going to be awesome. Now let me get to the fifth quarterback that's going off the board. And that is Michael Penix Jr. Ain't a senior, but he had a pro day like he was one today. Now, Penix Jr., you're just going to hear the same handicap. One, people are going to be off of him because of the national championship performance, which is ridiculous because his resume prior to that was exemplary. And a lot of that had to do, you know, a couple of drop passes. I'm not going to say he played well in the national championship game. And yes, we know he has three pros on the outside, including Odunze. But nobody throws a prettier ball. He throws with velocity. He throws with anticipation. And the questions were his health. Multitude of surgeries. Indiana to Washington. Before the injuries, he was a mobile quarterback. However, his pocket presence is exemplary. As far as getting sacked, nobody gets hit. Penix Jr., nobody gets hit less than Penix Jr. He's composed in the pocket. He has that innate feel when he's in the pocket, when to get rid of it, a la Tom Brady, a la Peyton Manning. Now we get to the physicals. Today he ran, I believe it was close to a 4.5 in the 40. That's Rome Odunze. He's running like a stud, Michael Penix Jr., and his standard jump or whatever, I guess people were going crazy. The bottom line is the measurables and the speed has been off the charts for Penix Jr. at his pro day.
Can we stop moving the goalposts on these guys? It feels like the entire evaluation process with Michael Penix Jr., the scouts have been moving the goalposts. At first it was year one at Washington led the nation in passing, best offense in the country. Yeah, but it's the system. Can he do it again? Well, he did it again year two, was even better year two, led them to the national championship game. All right, well, that's nice, but how does he throw in person? Isn't he a product of the Kalen DeBoer system? Well, he answers that by going to the combine, being one of the few potential first-round quarterbacks to throw, and the reviews are off the charts. The ball comes off his hands beautifully. It's an effortless ability to throw the ball downfield. So those are positive, glowing reviews. But hold on, guys. It's the medicals. We got to make sure his medical's okay. He's had a lot of injuries. Want to make sure he's not injury-prone. All right, the medicals look good. Yeah, but, you know, you need a running quarterback in today's NFL, and I don't know if he can move around as quick as some of the other guys. And then he goes out today and runs a 4.46 in your pro day. I'll put it to you this way.
4.46.
4.46.
Is ridiculous.
And he's a big guy. He's a big dude, and he should be able to, one, take hits in the NFL, stand tall in the pocket, make plays for you. I'm looking at a few teams here, and if these teams don't take him, someone's going to trade back into the back end of the first round and make sure they get him. Denver at 12. Sean Payton was not happy. seeing him run that 4.46 today. Because if Sean Payton was thinking about taking him, and by the way, there's no debate, him over Bo Nix every single day. He's not thrilled because the stock went up on Penix. He may not be there at 12. The Raiders. I don't know if you saw this, but Antonio Pierce came out and he said he, quote, wants a damn runner at quarterback next year. A 4.46 from Michael Penix shows he could be a damn runner at any level next season in the NFL. And then maybe Seattle, maybe Dallas, all this talk with Dak Prescott and then potentially really not bringing him back next year. Maybe they draft him as the future replacement. Maybe it's Seattle. Maybe New England can trade down out of that top three pick and then still get Michael Penix with one of those Vikings picks that they would recoup for that draft pick. He's going in the first round. It's just a matter of who takes him.
No, you remember years back, it has a very reminiscent feel to what happened with Lamar Jackson. Yes. Four quarterbacks went before him. Baltimore traded up to grab him at 32. That's going to happen with Penix. Yeah, I'm telling you.
He's a first
4.46? That's ridiculous. But like the fact that he ran that quickly. And by the way, Drake May's got his pro day going right now. Now, I don't know. Maybe you can check for me. I'm not sure if his wide receivers are in the stands, but he's throwing footballs into the stands.
Yeah, look, when it comes to these pro days, we shouldn't be able to take a lot out of them. That's the goal. The goal of these pro days, we were throwing against no defense to guys in shorts just running downfield. You got the ball can't be touching the ground, at least not multiple times. Not only are some of the throws I'm seeing from Drake May's pro day online, are they not like not touching his receiver? They're not close to receivers. That's an issue. This should be easy routine stuff like a warm-up, just hitting guys in stride as they run downfield. It's not a good look for Drake May, who's being pumped up as like the next quote-unquote Josh Allen type with his size, with his running ability, and his arm strength. You got to have some touch here. And it brings me back to Penix. All the guy does is have a beautiful touch on the football. He does everything you want out of a quarterback.
I get laughed at when I say this, but I'll use it as a comp because we're constantly talking about the fact that he's left-handed and people have troubles catching passes from left-handed throwers. If Miami could flip right now, they'd give up Tua for Penix Jr. He is Tua 2.0, more athletic, just as accurate, better deep ball, better arm. Better anticipate, like everything about Penix Jr. is a better Tua. I'm sorry, that's just facts.
And bigger, right? 2-3 inches taller, a little bit more arm strength.
You're bigger, thicker. You're taller than Tua.
Thicker, like can take the hits.
Tua's thick now. Tua's thick with a few C's.
That's fair.
Penix Jr. is not as that, but again, did you see the quote from Brian Kelly? Of course, Coach Jaden Daniels at LSU. He was just asked about his prospects as a pro. And Brian Kelly said he's going to be great with the Commanders.
No.
So the Commanders are picking 2 overall. Now, again, whether he knows something or and Brian Kelly is Brian Kelly. So when Brian Kelly's, you got to be careful because he's going to Brian Kelly. But he said he's going to be great with Washington.
So he's putting
now,
it out
he could
there.
Be he could be a la selling Jaden Daniels, just like Jim Harbaugh is selling J.J. McCarthy. But he's putting it out there. Manifest, kid.
Look,
manifest.
Here's the thing. There's only one team picking number 2 overall. And so far this week, we've had 2 different guys being reported as the pick at number 2. It was J.J. McCarthy on Monday, where Tom Pelissero had that report that all the execs agree. Washington and Adam Peters, that's the style of quarterback they want J.J. McCarthy. Now we got Brian Kelly out here saying, no, Jaden Daniels is going to Washington. Now I hope it's Drake May.
I hope the scouts, the coaches, and the fans in the stands at North Carolina's Pro Day are wearing a helmet. Not that you should take much of a Pro Day, but you should with that one. I'm just saying.
Come to Drake May's Pro Day. Leave with a souvenir.
I'm just saying. Coach Matt McCall, Sweet 16 next here, Sharp Money.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.